The medical charity Doctors Without Borders has found acute malnourishment in Sudan to be beyond, far beyond, the threshold for a nutrition emergency. This finding comes a year into a devastating civil war that has brought parts of the country to the brink of famine and has forced millions from their homes. The U.S. is trying to get the warring sides to the negotiating table, and diplomats are telling other countries to help resolve the war rather than fuel it, as many are doing now. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
5 years ago this week, Sudan's longtime ruler Omar al-Bashir was toppled by a popular uprising. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield looks back on that moment this way.
5 years ago, you could practically taste the spirit of freedom, peace, and democracy in the air as women and young people took to the streets demanding change.
But the transition to democracy was short-lived. Sudan's military ousted a transitional civilian prime minister, and last year two rival generals turned on each other, sinking Sudan back into a devastating war. Ambassador Thomas Greenfield says the conflict should be getting more attention, but for now the UN has received only 5% of what it says it needs to respond to the humanitarian crisis, and the World Food Program has already had to cut back on assistance to refugees in neighboring Chad and South Sudan.
As communities barrel toward famine, as cholera and measles spread, as violence continues to claim countless lives, the world has largely remained silent. And that must change, and it has to change now.
Thomas Greenfield says the UN Security Council must pressure Sudan's armed forces to stop blocking aid to the region of Darfur and call out atrocities committed by the RSF, a rival paramilitary force accused of gang rapes and mass killings. The U.S. is also urging countries to stop fueling the conflict. The United Arab Emirates and Egypt back opposite sides. And there are reports that Iranian drones are being used on the battlefield now in Sudan. The new U.S. envoy, Tom Perriello, is warning everyone that this conflict could destabilize the entire region.
And right now is a time that every arms shipment, every bit fueling this conflict, is something that pushes us closer to not only famine, but to a failed state.
Perriello says there is a sense of urgency to resume peace talks. Saudi Arabia has committed to hosting a new round of talks, and he's hoping a date will be set soon. Ambassador Thomas Greenfield wants to make sure the world remains focused on this, but she worries that aid workers have already begun to call this conflict the forgotten war, and she says Sudanese children are asking why.
There are so many terrible crises, so much violence and pain, that people don't quite know which way to turn.
She's planning to speak out more ahead of the one-year anniversary of the conflict on Monday. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.